Hey everyone, Tech Rally here, and this is episode one of the Rally Scoop. Usually I would have a guest with me where I would ask them about their stories, but I want to add some parts of my own element where I just kind of talk to you by myself and share my opinions about what's happening in tech, my general opinions about certain approaches and whatnot. And this is going to be just my information to you about just tech in general, maybe just life in general, how I approach things. Hopefully you like it. And as more and more news come up, I can share that with you in this kind of free form approach. So let's just get to it. I actually read a tweet from an individual named Eric. And what Eric wrote was kind of a little sad, but at the same time, it happens to all of us if we're software engineers. And he wrote, "It was great practice doing a coding challenge during an interview. I bombed it and got a rejection letter, but that was the furthest I got in an interview with a large company. I figured out the solution in a couple of hours after the interview, but that's okay. On to the next, hopefully." And my response to that was, "Love it. Great job taking the leap and risking it for the biscuit." I followed up with that tweet saying that failing technical interviews suck, but think of it this way. You are that much closer to landing that next developer job. Remember when you couldn't even get the interviews, but now they're flooding in? Eventually, each stage of the job hunt will start to click, so you got this. And that's what I want to talk about today, is just words of encouragement that this is a long process in terms of getting your developer job, whether it's your first job, your second job, or your third job, and so forth. Unfortunately or fortunately, tech is very straightforward in terms of if you got the job or not. Obviously, the first role is going to be very difficult because you have to prove that you have your web developer skills. So that's when you have to make sure your profile is up to date, you have an awesome resume, you have an awesome LinkedIn. There's just so much more you have to do upfront to land that first job, but your second, your third, or your fourth are going to be a little bit easier to get those emails. But just because you get emails doesn't necessarily mean that you get the job offer right away. So what I wanted to talk about here was that, yes, there is a process. And in the beginning, it's going to be very, very hard. You start to question yourself, asking, why am I not getting interviews? Why am I not getting interviews? And that's when you have to look kind of further back and ask yourself, is my resume good enough? Is my project good enough? Is my portfolio good enough? What's wrong with my LinkedIn? Is my resume detailed enough to showcase my skills as a developer? And once you hit that inflection point of upgrading your whole package, you're going to get those interviews. But once you get those interviews, you're going to start to realize, holy crap, this is actually really hard because there's going to be some technical challenges. They're going to ask you questions about how you deal with conflict. And to be honest, I really feel that you're probably going to fail your first, second, third, maybe even your fourth or fifth interview. And that's okay, because as you progress and as you fail each interview, you start to become bulletproof to the flow and process of these interviews. Yes, it can be weary, it can drain you, but the more and more you do it, what was started off as fear of these interviews start to become really natural. And that's the process that I believe you need to get to eventually pass that interview. You need to go into that interview with the confidence, knowing that, hey, it's not the end of the world if I don't get this job, but I'm gonna try my best. And it's not just a mentality thing. You have to obviously prepare and do your coding interview prep, your technical interview prep. And that is just an expectation. There's no way around it. But the fear of going through these interviews starts to become less and less. It even gets even easier in terms of addressing these fears when you have a job. So getting your second job, your third job, your fourth job is just going to be mentally a lot easier because you know you have the security of a job. So what I really wanted to say was I encourage everyone to just keep trusting the process, but be willing to adapt, right? Stop doing the same thing over and over again. Obviously, something got you from point A to point B, which is getting your portfolio, getting your resume, and getting your all those things in. But now that you're at the interview process, you have to ask yourself, what am I doing right and what am I doing wrong? And once you figure that out, you'll start to notice the patterns. You'll start to notice what type of questions companies are asking, and you'll be a lot more prepared for the next one. So I highly encourage everyone to keep working at it, trust the process, be willing to adapt, and I assure you that you will get that one yes. So hopefully you can find these words encouraging, and I'll see you in the next episode.